is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is filling out his legal team just days before the opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence about alleged threats and surveillance of America's former top diplomat in Ukraine Friday, saying in radio interviews he believed many of the allegations would be proven wrong. Pompeo told WIBC Radio that he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week. That's when congressional Democrats released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney, that suggested Marie Yovanovitch was being watched.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations, if true, are central to the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, who faces a charge that he abused his presidential power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden using military aid to the country as leverage. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky offered his prime minister a reprieve on Friday after the man offered to resign in the middle of an audio leak scandal. A recording featuring a man believed to be Prime Minister Oleksiy Honcharuk is heard discussing the president's perceived lack of economic knowledge. It had thrown Honcharuk's position into doubt, but the prime minister said Friday the recording had been doctored. Some had questioned whether Honcharuk was using his resignation as simply a test of the president's trust. President Zelensky is a former comedian who had no political experience when he swept into power last year. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, Khamenei said Iran would not succumb to pressure from the American clowns who have imposed damaging sanctions on Iran.
Khamenei described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as a day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature. And Khamenei warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Visitors to the Louvre Museum in Paris were left out in the cold Friday as protesters against pension reform blocked its entrance. Adam Reed has more.
Hundreds of tourists, many of whom had paid in advance, were left queuing outside, unsure if the museum would reopen anytime soon.
I want the time! Yes. The money for time! Not ticket!
Despite the inconvenience to their day, some expressed support for the strikers.
For us, it's annoying to come to Paris and find the Louvre closed, but I support them. I understand them perfectly.
The industrial action has lost some of its momentum since President Emmanuel Macron's government made a concession over the age of retirement. Weeks without a paycheck has also pressured some strikers to return to work. The museum said that tickets bought for the day would be fully reimbursed, but that's of little consolation for many visitors who'd come out to see the famous exhibitions inside and were left with little to smile about.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices continuing in record territory. Just before the close, the Dow had added 0.17%, the S&P was up by 0.25%, and the NASDAQ was 0.35% higher. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.